Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hi there, this is Dale Warmoth from Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. I'm the Chief Volunteer Officer for Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. I've been operating consistently in Eureka since 1971. It started probably 50 years before that, but consistently, full-time since 1971. Before about 1990, we were known as the Boys Club. It was more of a boxing-oriented program, but somebody got to realizing there was a whole another part of our citizenry that we weren't representing, and so in came the girls. And so we're representing boys and girls trying to create young, positive citizens by providing a safe place for kids to stay. We have several sites. The Teen Center near the Carson Memorial Building, or at the Carson Memorial Building next to the water tower, where we provide a computer lab and a host of games, and it's a safe place for kids to turn out. We've tried to make a point to serve a segment of our youth that maybe don't have all the bells and whistles that other kids might have at home, and maybe lack a safe place to hang out after school. We also maintain a kids' clubhouse over on the 3100 block of Prospect by the Eureka Mall, serving kids 6 through 13. And then we have another site yet at the Lolita School site, where, again, we're serving kids 6 to 13 with an after-school program. Boys and Girls Club maintains these sites with about a $500,000 budget. With just 2 full-time people and 14 part-time people, we managed to patch together a schedule, and we so much wish for some additional donors to come in and help us maintain the summer program and expand the hours for summertime. Additionally, Boys and Girls Club locally would surely recognizes that there's a host of our community we'd still like to serve further. And again, speaking to trying to find additional donors for additional sites as well as those additional hours. Teaching positive behavior is no simple task. It doesn't happen with just one visit. We've tried to make a point to make the tuition, which is about $15 a year, simple for anybody to maintain. And even for those that can't swing that, we have a way for kids to work off, or a parent to help work off the meager amount that we do ask for a membership. Our local Boys and Girls Club, of the monies raised here locally, 99% of it stays here locally. While we do have, there's a Boys and Girls Club of America organization, and we contribute 1% of our budget to them. We get back from Boys and Girls Club of America about 20 to 25 fold comes back to us in in-kind help, or they're a lead agency on a national level for grants with the federal agencies. If there's a question, one could reach our executive director, Liz Smith, here in Eureka at 441-1030. That's 441-1030. Or you could call myself, Dale Warmoth. By day, I work at Leon's Car Care Center. You could reach me at 444-9636. And I could share with you how you might be able to help physically, or if not monetarily. I hope to hear from you sometime soon. Again, this is Dale Warmoth from Boys and Girls Club of Eureka.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.